Tell us a little bit about the Aboriginal land rights hike.
Yeah, from the miners people. Yeah. Well, you've got mining companies setting out now with big ads to wipe out the Aborigines with all their land. About 3 to 7% of Aboriginal people even live on country that was in any way Aboriginal. The rest aren't making any land claims. They're your fringe dwellers and all your urban Aborigines. And really nothing good has happened to any of them. And already we're getting anti-Aboriginal before anything good's happened to them. And that mainly through the mining companies. It's really just shameful. I think someday we're going to get an external commission come to Australia. For instance, of our Aboriginal children, 86% are grossly undernourished. Of all those, in their lifetime, all Aboriginal children will have had a chronic illness. Their life expectancy is falling because they've never been so sick in history. And in Alice Springs, 70% of them will be permanently deaf because of inner ear infection due to lack of vitamin C. And their ears have ruptured 3 times and the bones behind have rotted. And I've looked down these otoscopes and all you see in here is just rot, both ears. And those kids will never hear. And all we're doing is sending out more teachers for a population which is going to grow up deaf and we're going to have them with us for 50 years, 60 years. And if we don't stop that, we're building a problem of shocking proportions. 70% of them are going to go permanently deaf. They're all going to go deaf for a long period of their lives. It's a chronic infection, has to be treated in hospital for 9 months. The kids get behavioural problems because when they're little, they don't want to be away from their families for 9 months. We can't cure the behavioural problems. We can't cure the deafness. It's incurable. And we just fail to supply even one orange or a vitamin C tablet to those kids. And it's disgusting. The bottom line is, if you haven't got an orange into somebody's hand, you've done nothing, really. Anyhow, cheer up. We put in a couple of teaching gardens. We've got about 30 Aboriginal trained teachers. They've got horticultural certificates. They've got soil certificates. They're putting in home gardens at 10 a day in teams. And we're actually getting food into people's hands at a total cost of $8,000. And we've sold $40,000 worth of spare vegetables. A few people can cure it if you get the government out of the way. All we want is the bloody government to get out of the way. I had a few of the mining companies to spend a little bit of money on nutritionists instead of bashing people. It's shameful behaviour, you know. That's ethical businessmen.